Good evening, and it has been a very long time since I have posted something in this podcast channel. Today we are going to review a film, a Tamil film, and here it goes. In the beginning, in this film, we are greeted by black crows awaiting to peck, and a girl with froth from her mouth. While the other part of the world just zooms around as nothing had happened in that place. The girl transforms into a divine entity. This symbolically implies that a part of history is untold, unread, and unheard of. As we zoom across all corners and nooks, hearing various other histories, but this part of the story has been hiding around even in present times. A song opens, displaying all varied ethnographic features of this particular great people. Among a nation having various languages to split it as its boundaries, with other divisions to further divide. The language comes in the forms of colloquial terms, dialects, and slangs. Furthermore, this is again separated by divisions such as gender, caste, community, race, and class. But this song shows this particular people's joy using their music, dance, and musical instruments. And also their sadnesses are mixed with being quiet. Some scream, certain cry, some have bleeds, some have wound, and their hardworking sweat. Is this what the people witness from time to time? These people witness from time to time by evil dark forces from within. And from around and beyond. The people mourn with silent sadness that certain parts of a living human history is still unknown to many. The song also portrays various walks of these people, such as their customs of their village, tradition of happiness times, happier times, and culture of the people's behavior. This sets in the historicity that the director hopes and wishes to portray, and is witnessed as an immense positive success. This introductory lyric preface establishes the line of thought process and the plot for which is going to come up next. The story in its half-proportional ratio provides a sort of a power to the listener and to the viewer to rebel for a good cause. Through the powerful crescendo of voices of the singers and musical beats. The leader of the story is shown in peaks and glimpses with his face masked with a cloth. And most importantly, the torments he faces are shown, such as his feet being pressed by his oppressor. This implies that the director wants to show the sufferings of the whole community through one individual, though they may be great, but the sufferings are felt in reality. Sufferings that are felt in reality would be more cruel, gruesome, gloomy, and would create goosebumps. It symbolically means that the people are stamped at present too, and are not given the basic rights, though centuries have passed. Yet, the protagonist faces it all for his people. While all this is set, the protagonist arises to be shown by an art initiated by fire, from the beginning of the song, and in parallel we see his name and photo across regional vernacular newspapers, which tends to appear subliminally. This is a unique way to reveal a hero, with many elements such as bleeds, cuts, and blood all over, which brings nothing but eye filled with tears. As these elements pitches in, we are set ourselves in a beautiful village, with its people showing their immense love for nature and its creations, and also the rage over the destructive forces of the hierarchical winners of the food chain, according to nature. Thus, this film has its plot traveling on, events come and go, one after the other, where some tends to stay at the heart, such as the loving tendencies of both the older generations and the newer ones of these particular people. This love tends to stand in our hearts, minds, and soul, since their love is a reminiscence of the thoughts of saying, old souls love differently. This generation of people in their times were above the holes of gadgets. Though the film means to portray a particular time, yet it proves that materials does not matter to them at all at any given cost, but the position of true affection and care wins hearts. This is also portrayed in the other two songs of the film. That's the real love, the love between souls, a pure craving of the heart, a love which we are all dying to possess at present times. The film portrays Karnan, who is not born of to someone great, but his love for his people make him angered, for they witness threats from all the corners, and also from themselves within. This is shown through the anger portrayed by one aspect, that they are not able to get even a single petition issued, such as getting a bus to stop to their village due to hierarchical segregations. Though many petitions have been submitted, yet the anger is filled in the mind of Karnan when he returns from the army selection. There too, we see people who are ambitious to win in the army selection, but they lose, and it shatters their heart in a very depressing way, which results in tears and screams. And while returning back, the bus conductor instills anger furthermore, stating that he would not stop at the place where Karnan and his people want to get down. And at this point, Karnan stops the bus by screaming that the place has come, and he falls into his loved land. This shows his angst, and in this second it is filled with horror among the audience and the fans. So would you who is listening now. But think of his own loved one. She closed her ears with her hands and shut her eyes in fear. That's nothing. That nothing must happen to him. And that, my friends, is true affectionate care. The incidents go on. Still, the buses do not stop, and a stone is thrown, and everything gets heated up. Karnan again is in angst and strikes the bus, and at this time he also frees a donkey which is bound by tight holds. People try to protect the young boy of not getting caught by the protecting forces in the most appealing way, but it is not seen so by the higher officials, he ridicules by mocking the names of the villagers are called as. The young boy gets caught red-handed. Karan rises again. The force of protection and the people come to an agreement. But so called the higher officials turn to cruelty, turn to show a cruel face of the humanity or brutal hospitality by coming late, beating up the elders in terrorizing ways, who awaited for a long time without any fluids to be drunk, and also not offered a basic courtesy of sitting in a chair. Since the higher official was not given such respect when he visited Karnan's village, yet he though saw what really happened when he was there, when other officials did not see. As they were beaten up, the elders, almost to the death, the voiceless elders, were then made to lie down on the terrace of the station, opposite to a church, amongst the scorching heat of the sun. This shows the brutal abuses of power, high-handedness, saddening atrocities, and some enforce on the public to those who are voiceless. As the elders did not return, Karnan is informed, and he finds the truth that from a boy, and with anger he wrecks the whole place and brings the elders back to the land where the buses did not stop still. He brought them via a tractor with his gang. He raises his people to be prepared for war, a rebellion. But many are not interested initially. But Karnan said how far they have been stamped and not realized, and not racing against these evil doings are not good. And how long will they live their lives in fear? As he said this, his lady love steps in forward first. This reminds us of the famous quote of Albert Einstein, which is, with every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. And this preparation is instilled by a beautiful lyric entitled as, in English as, "Don't Leave It Now." The song is a powerful portrayal of how one has to rebel, both to the elder and the newer generations, irrespective of their genders. For a war or a rebellion is a rebellion and a war that is to be fought. The song proudly proclaims this philosophy, where the words are roughly translated into English as, "Don't leave this very fight of ours, for everything in nature also supports for our cause. So never get feared at all or leave it." As the song progresses, the dead ones who became divine entity comes reborn again as asides, seeing their people preparing against the forces made by humans to protect themselves. They also witness people preparing food and caring for the elders who were severely beaten previously. The gods talks by saying, "I am her. I hope you hear my whisper through your ears. I am with you all around. Can you witness my force amongst your blood-veined hands of sweat? I say to you, don't leave this, for this is your time." The demigods play, dance, and watch the crowds, and the forces of protection are busy preparing, and they think how to plan a comeback. The demigods then softly in powerful ways predict the upcoming futuristic events in a dramatic way, by stating that the demonic spirits are arriving in hues of brown hats, coming to beat, kill, stop dreams. Still, we have to stop this, and we will travel across the world by saying we also have wings to fly. But don't be feared, little infant, sister, grandfather, child, grandmother. Just fight until you can, and don't leave it. The song is sung in such a way as using the colloquial terminologies, which makes you appeal to fight for the cause of the struggling villagers. The ambush is planned by moonlight, yet the attacks from the other hand were not done in the night time. The next day comes in the form of a letter from a postman, proclaiming that Karnan has to join the armed forces as quick as possible, but he never wishes to leave his people at this point, but the people force him to. He goes with a saddened heart. As he walks, the smaller armed forces walk in chaos, and chaos is felt by the audience by now. And as the demigods previously foretold, the forces of brown hues, hued hats, come in large numbers, beat, kill some to death, and stop the dreams of youths by tearing their academic achievements in front of their own eyes, where they cried not to do so. It is a remembrance of the first scene where a girl's education is put on hold due to teasing of another village people. And this is also true, a true event which had happened in reality previously too. As this happens, a boy climbs the horse and it rides and rides it for its people. It does not care about the brutal forces, and the boy reaches Karnan. He takes his sword and returns back. Before Karnan does so, he is stopped by an elder who accompanied him. And before the boy came to Karnan, Karnan was himself in double mind, such as to return back to his village, but the elder does not leave him. But in the end, he himself gives Karnan the sword. As all this happens, some feel powerless of not trying to save their fellow villagers. That is Karnan's grandfather, who puts himself into flames as death occurs. A baby is born, a sibling of the boy who threw the first stone at the bus. Witnessing the pain that his mother was upholding with, and Karnan arrives majestically up on the horse, and the wars pause for a while and begins again, and the higher official is put to death. Even on the face of death, he had the high pride, and so in anger Karnan slit him, and in the end the respect were given to the ones who fought bravely for the village, and Karnan is asked to dance as requested by an elderly woman. The film is in the portrayal of is has a rich portrayal of nature, love, and relationship. The scenes shot are shot in many scenes are shot in long shots, which makes one feel with the greens and pushes the thoughts of saving it. Long shots are famous motifs also used by the director in his first film, the director Mari Selvaraj. The songs were done by Santosh Narayanan D and others,
which were perfectly right and aptly positioned from the introduction to the final one. The acts of Dhanush's anger and Yogi Babu's fear is later turned, and it is better, Yogi Babu himself thought it was better to fight than to live in fear. The film symbolically shows the differences of myth, which is not much keenly significant or cited here or referenced here too. Whereas the aspect of symbols are a great literary device to be infused in films, which is not much done in many Tamil films, or is it a keen interest? The film in some ways breaks the fourth wall in certain aspects. The narrative also shifts in technique, such as showing a simultaneous parallel point of view, which also enacts as a positive plus point for the film and makes the film good. This is not a review, but words are put up here and there to show the sufferings undergone by certain sect of people within themselves and by closer circles from generations adding to centuries from the past till the second today. The second part of Albert Einstein's quote is not much heard of, and it is, "With every problem, there is a solution, just a matter of taking action." This holds true for the very sense of this film. If actions were taken in the appropriate and apt times, as it happened, such as keenly listening to the petitions, everything would have been calm. But some humans holding powers of great responsibility experiment and test the significant other to the oddest level, and only to learn that in the end that they had done blunder, a mistake, and errors they made from the beginning. And this is a recurrent cycle in history, in our lives too. This is also a true statement, as said in Spider-Man films by Uncle Ben, that with great power, there must also come great responsibility. Thus, a lesson has to be taught against the ones who create these atrocities in different names. This is also a lesson examine one's weakness to harsher levels. As per my belief, whoever you may be, high or low, one has to work with each other to uplift one from one state of the step to other. This current scenario, which is the pandemic, as it is taking up the lives of our dear loved ones, one from the world each and every day, is as a domino effect or a butterfly effect, and is presently a lesson which we need to learn, since this mini virus is taking up both the lives of the rich and the poor indiscriminately, quietly, and is equally distracting various other elements, such as our livelihood, education, love, relationships, and economy, to name a certain few. Hence, this is a time to come closer together to fight this war against the virus by holding our hands together. This is what we need to learn, and this is what God in heaven also wants us to know about. God also wants us to stop destroying nature too. This is what I have learned from the present times and also through this beautiful film. Thank you.
Hi, Joshua. Just wanted to say thank you so much for favoriting my podcast.